When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is a journey into sound.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get it on. It's time to get down.
I know you're going to dig this.
Hello and welcome to the 100 Greatest R&B Songs. My name is BJ Berry, and these are the greatest R&B songs of all time, and the stories behind them. So let's get it started. Today we feature Bobby Hebb, Sunny.
Sunny. Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you.
One of the most recorded songs sunny, in music history. Sunny is a very ambiguous song. One would ask, what's it about? Who was it to? Was it to a friend, a woman, child, lover, or maybe God? Or was Sunny simply a state of mind? Often we hear songwriters speak of a muse or a channel, and there the song is. For example, this was known with Paul McCartney in the song, Let It Be. The lyrics are, when I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me. His mother's name was Mary.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
The story goes, Paul had gone to sleep one night and had a dream about his mother, who had died when he was 14 years old, by the way. When he woke up, he remembered his mother consulting him on his day-to-day problems, and she told him, just let it be. He woke up, and the song was all there, already finished. The Muse. That's kind of what happened to Bobby Hebb. As always, we start at the beginning. Bobby Hebb was born into a musical family in Nashville, Tennessee in 1938. Hebb's parents, William and Ovala Hebb, were both blind musicians and well-known in the Nashville area. Bobby and his older brother Harold performed as a song and tap dance duo while growing up. Bobby was only 3, Harold was 9. Bobby and his brother would go on and do the nightclub scene when they were finally old enough to get in. And Bobby would go on further and perform on local TV shows, one in particular hosted by country music producer Owen Bradley. Some would say that it is he that created what is today known as the Nashville sound. That would include artists like Loretta Lynn, Conway Twitty, Burl Ives, and Chet Atkins. Besides tap dancing and singing, Bobby was also a multi-instrumentalist. He could play guitar, piano, and Bobby could even play spoons.
The dynamic Bobby Hill.
Wait a minute, Skip, hold it. My spoons aren't in tune. Give me an F, please. Okay, thank you. One,
with
two.
The rudimental discipline of a tap dancer or drummer, Bobby Hebb had rhythm, a natural-born musician. Then later, in 1952, Bobby joined Roy Acuff's Smoky Mountain Boys. He was one of the first African-Americans to perform on the Grand Ole Opry long before Charlie Pride.
Thank you, friends. I'm Roy Acuff from the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee, and those were the Cedar Hill Square Dancers from down in Tennessee. Speaking of Grand Ole Opry, why, everybody expects some picking and singing. Well, that's what we're going to do for you here tonight, so we'll start off with a little bit of Hillbilly Fever. Take it away.
Being born and raised in Tennessee, you can't help but to be inspired by country music and the blues. He then went on to Chicago looking for jazz, but rather he would find Chicago blues, playing for people like Bo Diddley and Bobby Blue Bland.
They call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. Thank you. They call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad.
In 1955, Bobby joined the Navy and was stationed on the USS Pine Island Pirates and played trumpet. He said it was there that he learned to play West Coast jazz. And after that, he found his way to New York City. The list of people with whom he would cross paths was simply amazing. Pat Boone, who was a childhood friend from Nashville, by the way. Also Dr. John, drummer Bernard Purdy, Jimmy Castor of the Jimmy Castor Bunch, and Sylvia Vanderpool of the duo Mickey and Sylvia. In fact, she gave Bobby his very first gig when he moved to New York. That duet, Mickey and Sylvia, would later turn into Bobby and Sylvia. And later, Sylvia would go on to have a few hits of her very own. And just for the record, Sylvia would later change her last name to Robinson. And if you haven't figured it out yet, she would go on to become the mother of hip-hop. Sylvia Robinson, creator and owner of Sugar Hill Records, as in the Sugar Hill Gang.
I said a hip-hop, the hip to the hip-hop, you don't stop the rockin' to the bang-bang boogie. Say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat. Now what you hear is not a test, I'm rapping to the beat. And me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to move your feet.
Now back to 1963. Bobby was hit by a double tragedy. John F. Kennedy was assassinated on November 22, 1963, and his brother Harold was stabbed to death in front of a nightclub one day later on November 23rd. Bobby was devastated by both events and sought comfort in songwriting. So he wrote this song, and it should be mentioned, by the way, that he was not the first to record his very own song. Japanese singer Miko Hirota heard it and insisted on recording the song in 1965.
Yesterday my heart was filled with rain. Sunny, he smiled at me and released the pain.
Then while in the studio with producer Jerry Ross, and having just recorded 12 songs for his new album with no time left and musicians having to leave for other sessions, Jerry wanted Bobby to record that song that he had written a few years ago. It was kind of a coincidence.
It wasn't that I had to do another song for the end. I had wanted to do that one first, but we only had a few minutes left. But, I don't know, maybe two takes was about all we had time for around this, and we did come up with something on this one.
Bobby had a world-class crew of New York studio musicians, and the background singers on that track, just for the record, were very young Nick Ashford and Valerie Simpson. And there was another young singer on the track. Her name was Melba Moore. We mentioned at the very beginning that Sunny was one of the most recorded songs in music history. And that song was also very ambiguous. It's been interpreted by pop artists, soul artists, rock and roll artists, classical musicians and orchestras, and as well, jazz musicians.
Sunny, yesterday my life was filled with pain.
Sunny, you smiled at me and really ease the pain.
Oh, the dark days are done. And the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere.
Sunny, thank you for that sunshine bouquet. Sunny, thank you for the love you brought my way.
You gave to me your all in all. Now I feel 10 feet tall.
Oh, Sunny, what's so true? I love you.
Sunny, yeah. Thank you for the sunshine. Okay, let's be okay.
Bobby Hebb said that his intentions while writing the song were to think of happier times and to pay tribute to his brother. basically looking for a brighter day because times were at a low. And the song just simply came to him.
The lyric and the melody came to me at the same time. The lyric spoke for itself, within it produced a melody. It was just right there, under my fingers. All I had to do was just play. It was right there. I was at the right place at the right time. And in the right frame of mind, I was ready to receive what was being offered.
So it appears that Sonny was simply a state of mind that he was open and ready to receive from the music muse. And by the way, the word music derives from the Greek word musika, meaning art of the muses. Not a coincidence. And it was also not a coincidence that Bobby's career covered so many genres of music, from the Grand Ole Opera to Bo Diddley, jazz, blues, soul, and even the opening act for the Beatles. So it was only fitting that the song Sonny lent itself so easily to so many different musical interpretations. Sonny was listed as the 18th most performed song in the BMI music catalog history. However, Bobby Hebb had written hundreds of songs, and one more just happened to make it all the way to the top of the charts.
You know, there was a time when if someone told you to do something, you did it.
I don't want no gold watch for working 50 years from 9 to 5. Oh, while the boss is guzzling champagne and I'm building beer in some dive. Cause I want to be happy and free, living.
That song was written by Bobby Hebb and Sharon Barone in 1971. It won Lou Rawls a Grammy in 1972, and the rest is history. Bobby Hebb died August 3, 2010, in Nashville, Tennessee. He was 72 years old. You've been listening to the 100 Greatest R&B Songs of All Time. Before we let you go, we'd like to remind you to subscribe to this podcast. Check out our playlist on Apple Music and Spotify. And while you're there, make a song suggestion. And the beat goes on. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you the next time.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.